What was your position again? You're the your part in the chess. What was your?
Yes, first of all, my name is Sorin Lepratu. I'm the IPSA chair of the chess games.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Jay, I'll go now.
Yeah, okay.
We are at the IPSA World Games 2023 in Birmingham, and chess is part of the sports taking place here. And we have with us the chair of the chess part of the whole games as well. Was it Sorin?
Yes, Sorin Lepadatu is my name. I'm the chairman of the chess committee of IPSA, and I'm so happy to be here with the chess for the second time. This game was accepted to be part of the World Games for the blind and disability, low vision people.
Is chess a big sport amongst blind and partially sighted people around the globe?
In a way, yes. If we think about after football, the biggest number of the chess players affiliated somewhere, chess is the second after the football. But unfortunately, because in the same time with IBCA, exists IBSA, International Blind Chess Association, who was founded in 1954, and they are the main NGO who take care about the chess for the blind. They have a 70 years background, and they have a lot of countries affiliated, a lot of players. But in the last 8 years, when chess became the newest member of the IPSA family, a lot of people from IBSA join IPSA for chess.
People may be wondering how someone who is blind can play chess. Can you explain to us how the game is played and how players know where the chess pieces are and can plan their strategies?
Yes, you know, chess is the only one sport where the blind people can compete on the same level with the sight people. It's the only one. Actually, we respect the same rules. They are not specific rules, only is the adapted of the table. Each square, each of 64 squares have a hole, and each piece, doesn't matter black and white, have a leg. You know, when the blinds fill up the table to not put down the pieces, you know.
So they get to touch the pieces and work out the strategies?
Yes, yes. They are allowed to touch the pieces, but like in the normal chess, if they take out from the hole the piece, he must move it. He cannot allow to put it back and to move other piece.
Okay. And in terms of the game growing, is it growing at the moment? You're obviously promoting it here and wanting to obviously expand this around the globe. Is it an easy game? I suppose it's... Is it maybe an inexpensive game for people to learn?
Yes and no. If we look to the Russian school and Indian school, it's mandatory all the kids to learn chess in the schools from the beginning, which is a big advantage. And if you look on the world, the biggest chess players come from Russia and India, even for sight, even for the blinds, most of them. But we can say sometimes it's expensive. When you reach a high level, you need at least 1-2 coaches, hours to train, and start to be expensive, because to hire a coach, a grandmaster, start to be expensive. But if we talk about the table, the pieces are not expensive, and only the adapted chess clocks are a little bit, which mean around £200, one clock, with synthetic voice and talking.
How will the heats and the games work here at the IPSA Games? How will people progress through?
Actually, the tournament will start in 2 days. You know, we will play 7 rounds, and will be 3 rankings, because all the players play in an open tournament once against each other in 7 rounds. And the most powerful, who accumulated more points, will become winner of the World Games. And also will be a team competition. Each country who have minimum 2 players can set up a team made by two players. We set up on the technical meeting the names of the players, and on the end of the competition, of the open tournament, they accumulated the points for each two from each country, and we'll make a top ranking. And also, because they are, I'm so happy to see more than 8 ladies on the tournament, will be a separately ladies ranking. And I hope, you know, the level of playing to be quite high for a world championship, actually.
Is there such a thing at the moment as a blind grandmaster?
Not yet. The biggest in this moment, in this tournament, we have two players. One is international master and one is FIDE Meister.
Soren, thank you very much for talking with us. With much pleasure.
All of time.
I'll just do that little bit again. Soren, thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It was a big pleasure for me.
Okay. Jane?
Yep. Let me...
Thank you very much.
Okay. I will ask Dacian.
Yes.